Enacting any constitutional amendment is tough. It requires a 3/5 vote by both House and Senate and 2/3 support from voters at the ballot box. Factor in the fact that this amendment deals with school funding and that lawmakers have killed 80-odd Claremont-inspired amendments over the past 14 years, and the guardedness of even the boldest of lawmakers is understandable. Here's House Speaker Bill O'Brien.
It's not going to be easy. You know, it'd be very nice if we could get participation across the aisle, but that doesn't seem to be the case. It's going to be a hard task.
Turning to Democrats isn't something Speaker O'Brien does often or well, but the fact is that apart from Governor John Lynch, who doesn't get to weigh in on this unless it reaches the ballot box, support from Democrats is expected to be close to nil. Mary Jane Wallner is Deputy House Minority Leader.
I have not heard from any Democrat to say they're going to be voting for it.
So that leaves us in the hands of Republicans, and 40 or so no votes in the House could sink the amendment, which is a real possibility given the deep divides among conservatives. Some favor it strongly, like Speck Bowers, who represents Sunapee.
Oh, yeah, because if we don't change the Constitution, the next court case is going to be a disaster.
But many others are lukewarm at best on the amendment. Paul Mirsky chairs the House Legislative Administration Committee. He's from Enfield.
This is a very difficult vote. People are thinking about it. You run into little groups of individuals who are just wrestling with us like hell. They don't know what to do about it.
Mirsky doesn't like that the amendment spells out that the state has a responsibility to maintain a system of education. And Mirsky isn't the only committee chairman unwilling to commit to the amendment on this point. Daniel Itzhoff Freeman, who leads the Constitutional Review Committee, says by his reading, the amendment is contradictory when it comes to the Claremont decisions. To a degree, Itzhoff sees it as enshrining the Claremont rulings, yet...
To a degree, it refutes the assertions of the courts of their authority, so...
Don't know.
And neither, it seems, do those counting the votes.
It took me a long time to understand Claremont, and I'm doing this every day.
That's Nashua Representative Peter Silva, the House's new majority leader. Silva got his job just last week after the resignation of former leader D.J. Betancourt. Silva well knows that this issue has confounded a generation of New Hampshire Republicans and says he's been trying to keep his pitch simple, stressing that whatever happens in Concord on this issue may not be the final say.
Let's just get it to the people to vote on it. That's the attitude that I've been taking on, because there's so many people that are dug in on one side. You're not going to change with facts.
To make it out of the House, the amendment will need to win the support of 236 lawmakers, and with an absence amounting to a no vote, attendance may be decisive. House Republican vote counters expect a gloomy weather forecast and the fact that it's legislative portrait day to get most lawmakers to Concord. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.